Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley live, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. We are live out at D-City Smokehouse, 2nd and Florida Ave, if you want to come by. A very cool moment. A beautiful young woman just walked in here and walked right up to me and said, my son says you owe me a beer. And what we did is we got that young woman a
we
beer.
We made sure she got a beer, yes.
Thank you for showing up. Great to see you. Right now on the BetQL guest line is our guy, Vic Tafer. Vic, what up, man? How are you, buddy?
So good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, brother.
I am good. I imagine, you know, you like me, I see you in Indy, and I see you at the owners' meetings, and we have to go through these long cycles of the NFL offseason and then suffer through preseason, which is just such a bad product. But we made it, man. We're here. Week one. There was a hell of a game last night. How excited and just ready for real football are you?
Yeah, for sure. I think actually after these last couple of weeks it was like a down period. It's kind of like you really can kind of get up for the preseason games a little bit, training camp, and it's like a cooling off period. So definitely I'm ready to go. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some real football.
I bet. So Vic is a senior writer for The Athletic, covers the Raiders, also covers the entire NFL. He's been doing it for a long time. It's cool when you get to hang with Vic, like in Indy at the Combine, and every coach kind of comes up and says what's up to him. Let's start with your week one game, dude. Raiders, Chargers, Antonio Pierce, Jim Harbaugh, a pair of former coaches, a pair of bona fide hard asses. What do you make of that matchup?
Yeah, it's a cool matchup. I think, you know, both guys are kind of similar, kind of like the old school, kind of run the ball, kind of be physical, be tough, kind of speech to the players. I think the Raiders, I think, should be kind of ahead of the process because, you know, Pierce didn't start last year, kind of been at it for a little while, where Harbaugh comes in kind of fresh. I think Chargers kind of revamped the whole offense, and I think it'll be kind of interesting to see where they are as far as the first game goes.
Wouldn't it be a little bit better if Adams can be involved and, happy to be there?
Yeah, but it's a tough call. I mean, he has to talk about it every once in a while because people are asking about it and all the rumors, like, you know, Deshaun Jackson saying he doesn't want to be there. But you know, he's in a bad spot because his contract, they're not going to redo it right now. He's got pretty much 1 year left. He's kind of a lame duck kind of face, so he has to say what he has to say. But clearly he knows, I think, he's not talking to Raider long term.
With Adams, do you think there's a chance, because this got brought up the other day, and I think it's kind of nonsensical to suggest it could happen here, but like as they get closer to the trade deadline, if the Raiders kind of start slow, do you think there's a chance Devontae Adams could be on the move?
Yeah, for sure. I think it all depends on how they start off, because I think if they're winning, then obviously, you know, things change as far as you redo this contract, what are you willing to take. But I think at some point, if they're not doing that well, and they're kind of looking toward the future, he's not really going to be a piece they can work with as far as having a lot of money to go to one guy. I think definitely he'll want to go somewhere else, I think, at some point.
That'll be, I mean, hard to not think about the Jets in that scenario. You know what I mean? Like, just because it sure seems like Aaron Rodgers and the owner are calling the shots out there, and they'd be willing to mortgage some level of the future.
If Aaron loves him.
Yeah, to make a play like that. Zooming out, actually, dude, how did the Raiders land? I know they wanted Jaden Daniels. Antonio Pierce didn't back off how much he liked him. The Commanders made it clear they weren't dropping all the way back in the draft. They can say now they're cool with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, but did they make a couple of other swings to try to adjust that position?
Well, yeah, I think they really like the top three guys. I mean, if they could have somehow gotten the top three spots, they definitely would have done it. But I think that, you know, like you said, all those three teams are pretty happy to stay there. They want one of those guys themselves. So I think after that, it gets a little murky because the next three guys, they weren't in love with the Raiders as far as, like, yeah, let's trade up. Let's, you know, spend a high pick on this guy. So I think even Michael Penix, the rumors that they might have picked him, but I think he, again, is more of a trade-down guy for them. They were going to try to trade down from the spot they could, but so I think they were in a rough spot where the three guys they wanted weren't going to be available. There wasn't much else to really get in terms of free agency. I mean, Kirk Cousins got, you know, a brace truck, some money, so I think they're kind of stuck, and that's what happens.
I could see I feel like I could see a fella like Dak Prescott playing in Vegas next year. You think they could make a run at somebody like that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely plan B, I think. And all, again, it depends on how this year goes. If they don't play well this year, maybe they're closer to a rebuilding, you know, phase. But I think if they are, you know, competitive this year and they're kind of on that playoff brink and they think they are one player away, they have plenty of money. They haven't spent most of their money. So, salary cap-wise, they have a lot of room to wiggle. So, I think that Prescott definitely would be an option if they are kind of in that, still in no man's land. Where they're good enough, you know, not to give a high draft pick, but not quite there. They might see him as being a difference maker.
Vic, I was reading your article, and a guy you're high on is Josh Allen. And Josh Allen, to me, has been a guy. He's had weapons around him, and he's an unbelievable player. He gets into that hero ball type thing, and he makes mistakes at inopportune times. Losing his receivers now, do you think he still can have a great year?
I do. I think my point more was with the narrative that I was going to set up for him as far as the MVP type guy, whereas if he has those same things, he's making the hero plays and they're winning games and they have a good record. Now they can say, people, oh, look, he lost Stephon Diggs, he lost Gabe Davis, he lost all his weapons, and he's still the guy. So I just think he's one of those guys who, I know people love to debate if he's overrated, underrated, whatever, but he's still, you know, top, I think, in my book, top 3 to 5, you know, quarterback in the league. So I think now he has the storyline set up for him. If he has a good year, he can't get into that MVP talk and maybe win the award this year.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with Allen. I think he's better off without people trying to say he's the next Mahomes or something. Like, I think he's better off overlooked almost because I think, I mean, hell, watching that game last night, Lamar and Mahomes are playing at such an unbelievable level. What Mahomes, the way he just
methodically.
Yeah, dude, apart. I mean, he's just so efficient. I mean, is it hard watching that game last night to think that's not, I mean, obviously, they re-racked last year's AFC title game and maybe a preview of another one?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Mahomes is so good. It's amazing he's only won the MVP award twice. So I think he's so good now we're at a point where, yeah, he can win every year. So I think once you get past that, and I'm not saying Josh Allen's Patrick Mahomes, but he's definitely, you know, the next notch below. I think even Lamar Jackson last night played incredibly well, but he missed some throws. If he makes some of those throws, they win that game. So I just think, even though we still see what's holding him back. So I just think there's a window there for Josh. But I'm not saying Josh Allen's Patrick Mahomes, but I'm just saying he's pretty darn good.
He's a good player. I almost like the Bills more off the radar. And I know you make picks every week. I think you guys like the Bills this week, right?
Yeah, the Bills. I think they're who they're playing there. They're home. I think they're open. I think they I'm sure they have something to prove also. I think they're on that same spot where I think they come on. Yeah, the Cardinals. I'm not big on the Cardinals. I think last year they were built for a similar game against, at home where the crowd gets into it. It was a huge crowd home field advantage. I think it's
sure.
kind of like, hey, we're here, we're still okay. We lost some guys, but we're still the Bills kind of game.
Talking with Vic Taffer here on the BetQL guest line. Vic is senior writer for The Athletic. You can follow him at Vic Taffer, T-A-F-U-R. Check out the Just Win podcast. Dude, I got to ask, as somebody that's been around football for so long, this class of rookie quarterbacks, obviously Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, who we won't see, Bo Nix is starting, Penix is on the bench, J.J. McCarthy sadly got hurt. But you've got three starting rookie quarterbacks this Sunday. What do you kind of think is the ceiling and the floor for each player? Like, how much do you buy into Caleb, Jaden, and Nix?
Yeah, I buy in. I think it's going to be a process. Yeah, I don't think they're going to come in, you know, gangbusters week one, especially, yeah, you know, it's a short preseason. A lot of people not getting all the reps they want to get. So I just think it's going to be a kind of a slow build up for these guys. And I think, especially with Jaden Daniels, I think, like I mentioned, the story that alarmed me for him last year was for a guy who's, you know, gets a lot of running yards and super athletics, he gets sacked a lot when he's pressured. Definitely, he's not, I'm not sure that his capability is quite there for him as those other guys. So I think that'll be a factor on this level. So I think he's might struggle more than the other two guys at first. But again, all these guys have huge upside. So I just think I'll be a slow kind of a week one and maybe first month for these guys.
Where do you, for Washington specifically, where do you kind of think they rank talent-wise? It's obviously a massive rebuild going 4-13 last year, but there's been at least some kind of real excitement from around the league about what they've done.
For sure, and there's some talent. So I think, again, it comes down to, you know, Dan Quinn. I mean, some people like to hire, some people don't. So it's interesting. So I think with him and the new offense, again, it's just how long will it take with the click. But you can see, as you know, it's all about momentum and confidence. If you get guys to buy in and they have certain results early on, then things kind of get built off quicker than you think it's going to build off. So I think how they start is going to be important. But as far as the, you know, long term, I think they're definitely as talented to kind of have some hope for the future.
Another guy, they talk a lot about Joe Burrow, and he has one of his guys not in camp, and now you got Higgins. Is it Higgins? Who's hurt?
Higgins, yeah, showed up.
How does he perform if he don't have both of those receivers around?
Good question. I mean, I'm not sure. They also lost Boyd, who's kind of like his, again, passer, kind of leader on this if you had to. So, again, it's like there's Josh Allen, a guy who, again, if he wins without those guys, it may speak more to his greatness. But it seems like he's healthy. He's in a good mindset. I think they have the old line's a little better than it was the last year, so maybe we'll get some more time to throw the ball. And I think they're also talent on defense also, so I think they're going to be okay. I mean, I'm not sure they're great this year, but I think they should win the games at home that they should win.
What do you think tonight? Eagles, Packers from Brazil? I mean, clearly a little bit weird.
Yeah, the game is already weird enough, the weather and everything else.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I mean, I saw yesterday where the field was in bad shape also, so I think it'll be a huge question mark game. Both those teams, I mean, I think they kind of took opposite paths last year. The Eagles collapsed. Well, the Packers kind of made a huge push towards the end of the year. Both quarterbacks also kind of the play definitely took sharp turns last year. So I have no idea. That's one of the games to look at, and they make all these changes. But some games, really have no idea because, you know, the Eagles – are they going to bounce back, or are they kind of looking for a new coach at some point? So I think we'll see tonight where those teams are.
That thing with Sirianni last year was so bizarre, and I just – you got to wonder I don't know how you bounce back from that, man. Yeah, he clearly lost that locker room. There's no way around that. At least that's
– he did.
That's my view on it anyway.
No doubt. Even Jason Kelce, in his many, many podcasts, talk show appearances, has said that it was bad. It was worse than you probably think it was. So that's why all the reasons why I'm sure kind of led him to retirement, kind of why, because his talent's definitely there to be, you know, a top, top team. And they really fell off in such a way that you think this could be a really bad thing in terms of long term. Maybe it's not fixable in the short term. So I know there's and we keep hearing Bill Belichick, other guys kind of circling and waiting for something to happen. And it may happen. I think if they get off to a bad start, you may see a coaching change there before anywhere else.
But have you ever seen, like, a team that good early on? They had won 11 games and lose that many down the stretch. And a team of that caliber.
No, I can't recall. I remember last year making these picks. I was like, okay, this is the week they bounce back. This is the week they figure it out. It's too good. and they kept losing. So obviously, I was kind of handcuffed to them as they were sinking last year. But yeah, and Jalen Hurts, I'm sure, was hurt maybe more than we thought he was, because he clearly wasn't the same guy. So maybe Jalen Hurts is back today and he's playing well and healthy. Maybe that changes the whole perspective. But clearly, last year something really went wrong in many different ways to collapse like that.
Let's go to the other, you know, kind of presumed leader in the NFC East. They actually they won the division last year, Dallas. You've got whatever's going on with Dak, whatever's going on with Jerry, whatever's going on with Micah. They got CD done, but it's a weird situation.
It is. They lost a lot of guys. Also, the O-line, they lost receiver course out as well last year. They're running game of cutting on Zeke Elliott, which I'm not sure that makes sense. So they signed Dalvin Cook. That can't be a good sign for signing him. So clearly there's some issues there as far as depth charge worse than it was last year. I will say the Cowboys, though, that they'll give everyone rips on Jerry Jones and organizational how to run, McCarthy. It's terrible, yada, yada, yada. But they do draft well. Every year they find answers in the draft, and I think that's been one of the reasons why they've stayed in that 10-11 win range every year. So that's why I have them again. I have them doing the same this year, winning 10 or 11 games, 12 games, and maybe falling short in the playoffs.
It sounds about right. What, going up to New York, what do you make of the Giants, dude?
I like the Giants. I know. I mean, maybe I'm the only guy. Maybe I got hit in the head something recently. But I think Daniel Jones is not terrible. I think Daniel Jones, you know, was pretty good a couple of years ago. I still got the money. I think he might be thinking, well, I'll get back to there. But I think if he has some weapons, he should be okay. And Malik Nabers is a big-time weapon. I think he might be Rookie of the Year. So defense, I like their defensive line. They got some, I mean, they still get some pressure. So I don't see the Giants as being a terrible team this year. I know that's surprising. The number 6.5 wins have them over that. So for some reason, I'm on the Giants this year. I may be regretting it on Monday.
You don't have a lot of people on that bus with you.
Yeah, dude. No, I kind of.
I got my feet up. I got plenty of room. I'm pretty comfortable.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I kind of think that might be. I don't think the Giants are a playoff team or anything, but I don't think they're going 3-14. I think that defensive line and their linebackers are really good, and will just kind of keep them in ugly games unless DJ gets them out of them.
Yeah, he can run.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I mean, Brian Daboll was a genius, and all of a sudden last year he was an idiot. So hopefully it's somewhere in the middle. I don't need to be a genius, but somewhere in the middle, and we're okay.
let's get specifically this weekend, Washington heading down to Tampa. What do you make of this matchup? Obviously, Todd Bowles is known for blitzing from every possible angle. Rookie quarterback could be interesting.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to pick the Bucs, probably for that same reason. I think Todd Bowles is a good defensive coach. I think the rookie quarterback may get off to a slow start, but I'm not picking the Bucs either. The Bucs have a lot of holes. They got worse last year. I'm not totally buying the Baker Mayfield resurgence, like he's going to be a top guy. I think last year may have been a little fluky, but I think it's a winnable game for the Commanders. If they come out and get down to burn, I think he is week one, and they may still have one. So I think it's definitely a wide open game as far as two teams I'm not sure how good they are going into the season.
So you think Baker, no, I'm not necessarily saying it was a fluke, but you don't expect him to play that well again this year?
No, I think when they look back, what did they give him? $50 million? They give him a lot of money. They give him $50 million, I think. When they look back, they're going to say, maybe we jumped the gun. Maybe we should not have done that because, 2 years ago, we weren't really crazy to have him. We were stuck. But, again, he played great. He's a tough guy. He clearly has the arm talent. But I thought last year I watched a bunch of those games. And they got, I don't want to keep saying lucky, but they got lucky a few times. I just think they make it back down to earth with the roster not being as good as it was last year.
Dude, this time last year, Baker Mayfield had just won a quarterback competition against Kyle Trask. You know what I mean? Like, it was
Kyle Trask, though.
I don't think it was a landslide. I think they were, like, hitting it, like, after a couple of weeks. Like, Kyle
right.
Trask.
It was Kyle Trask.
Upside, so.
Trask, yes.
So I think they should look back, like, hey, maybe we should just cool heels a little bit, not give them all this. But, again, he played really well, and I think as we talked about earlier, the quarterbacks, it's tough out there, man. It's tough to find one. The Raiders are kind of stuck. And I think the Buccaneers are hoping they're in better shape, but we'll see.
Yeah, that one's going to be fascinating. What do you like tonight, Eagles-Packers? You got a side?
The side views from the camera.
Yeah, I think the Eagles, but again, I don't know. Again, the Packers, I mean, are they for real? I mean, everyone's on board with Jordan Love and how good they finished last year, but I don't know if Jordan Love's a top 10 guy yet, and he might be, but I think he'll forget he struggled last year in the first half. I don't know if that's totally out of him, but I think the Eagles thinking again that Jalen Hurts is going to be better than he was last year. And again, I could be wrong. I guess I'll learn my lesson, but I'm back on the Eagles again.
He's making a lot of money, dude. You know what I mean? Like the way it ended last year, people. Yeah, I think. Who do you think needs a better season more, Hurts or Sirianni?
I think Sirianni, because to be honest with you, the defense sucked last year.
Their secondary was god
awful. Yeah, that wasn't really the offense; it was the defense.
I agree. I think Sirianni's definitely in the hot seat. I think Hurts is going to have a little more room. I think he was so good, and I think he definitely was hurt. I don't know how bad he was hurt. Maybe it was more than he said, but I could tell be a good picture to see how he does. And yeah, ideally he's smiling again, because last year he seemed like he was kind of miserable last year. So maybe he can find the joy in football again.
Yeah, for sure. Vic, thanks, man. I hope you find
Appreciate the joy.
I'm looking at your Twitter account. It seems like you found the joy of football from Stadium Swim last night. What a place that is.
It's a good place, but my one complaint is, look at all these great pools and the big screen. It's all dudes. It's all, like, it's 90% guys.
Go more like May,
June.
When I went there, it was an NFL weekend, and it was the same thing. It was all dudes.
Because dudes just want to watch the
games. It's still a cool spot. Vic, we appreciate
it's
the
a
time.
Cool spot.
Yeah.
It's a cool spot. But I go to a pool party, I want a little different atmosphere. But it's all good. I had a good time.
Go to Brazil, dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking for the side chats tonight.
There you go.
See you, man.
All right, Vic. Take care, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, man.
That's our guy, Vic. We just got food served at D-City Smokehouse. We are pretty fired up about that. Jeff's trying to swipe away the bees. We're going to play Jeff's song again at 12:45. Next, we're going through game by game, figuring out some winners. Nobody go anywhere.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
B. Mitch and Finley live, D-City Smokehouse.
It's that time, Jay.
I love this place, B.
Yep, me too. Great food. I'm about to say great drinks. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm about to find
something
out.
Something tells me we're getting close to finding out.
That mac and cheese is banging.
There is mac and cheese is banging. I just told the chef, I think the Brussels sprouts are the best in the city.
They're good.
I truly love them. I can't wait to get down with some collards. People sleep on the vegetables at barbecue joints because they might not be the healthiest version of vegetables, but they are so
healthy. It's healthier than not eating them at all.
All right, so Grant and Danny and I guess the Junks, I like what we're going to do here. We got a cross-show bet where we all are trying to pick touchdown scores from across the NFL. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do that at 12:45, then we'll play Jeff's song. We also have another celebrity in the building. Bob Biagi decided to grace us with his presence. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than Biagi rolling
in. He's still living after hanging out with Jeff one night.
I mean, listen. Jeff had just two beer. Not everybody can say that. Let's take a quick look around the NFL. Some of the games that maybe we haven't hit on that much. Battle of the Florida's Eastern Seaboard, Brian. Jacksonville at Miami.
Miami.
No questions for you?
I'm going with Miami on that. I just think that that's an explosive team, and you know their defense is good also. When you look at Jacksonville last year, yes, they paid Trevor, but he didn't play spectacular for me.
Bro, Trevor Lawrence is 8-17 on the road in his NFL career.
Okay.
That's bad.
Yeah.
8-17 on the road, like you got to be able to win some games, man.
Totally.
Miami, dude, you know that Miami now has the longest drought in all professional sports without a playoff win?
Wow.
Isn't that surprising?
It is. Well, they weren't very good for a long time.
Sure. They haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Like, we think it's been a while here. It's been a long while there.
But right now, that team they have, it seems like
explosive.
Only a matter of time.
Sure, I agree with that. But the problem is they keep losing when the weather gets cold. And you know when it's cold? Playoff
time. If you're used to doing stuff in your house and somebody bring you outside in a snowstorm, you're not going to be as effective.
All right. So now it's a little different to make this a cross-sport bet. Because obviously in basketball, when it's a seven-game series, you can win one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so the longest playoff drought without advancing a playoff round.
Yeah.
So in football, that's winning one game. In all the other sports, it's winning a series.
Yeah.
The Raiders since 2002, I think that was the Tuck rule. I don't think they've won since then. Or no, it was probably the Super Bowl they lost to the Bucks. The Hornets, the Charlotte, New Orleans, Charlotte again,
the
Hornets.
Hornets.
They haven't won a playoff round since 2001.
Wow.
The Dolphins since the 2000 season. Who do you think it is in baseball?
Ooh. Pirates or the Chiefs? I mean, Royals.
Hey, Landfill, do you remember who B. Mitch's baseball team was as a kid?
The Reds?
The Reds. The Reds haven't won a playoff round. They haven't advanced in the playoffs since 1995.
Damn, I was still playing.
Was like Eric Davis on that team? I can name some players on the 95 Reds. Barry Larkin was nice.
Damn.
I'm 100% looking up the 95 Cincinnati Reds because I love
that. Was so long ago. One of my friend's son, Barry Larkin, was coaching him.
Wasn't it Barry Larkin's kid that played point guard at Miami? Wasn't that Shane Larkin?
I don't know.
I mean, we're old, dude. I want to look at – this could be a really interesting game that we haven't touched on yet. Steelers going to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. What do you think? What's your first reaction?
Yesterday, I like the Steelers because of their defense. And I'm one that – I'm just like my man Vic on – how he is with Josh. Daniel Jones. I'm like that with Russ. I think Russ still got some more in the tank. I just think he needs the right situation. And he needs a coach who's going to tell him, just like if you had a dog, like a Roddy or something like that, a Belgian Malinois, if you are consistently showing that dog who's boss, they listen. They still bad as hell to everybody else. But Russ is the type of guy, when you let him do some stuff, then it's going to be hard to reel him in. Mike's not going to let him do that stuff. He's going to make him take care of his business from the beginning.
The do you think Kirk is fully ready to rock? He didn't play much.
See, that's the thing about it. Like, with that injury, those type of injuries and things of that nature, you don't know. And people could say what they want about a guy's dropping back and he's doing this. Football is not about knowing what you're about to do. Football is very instinctive. Like I always tell you, when a guy is training and they're running and they got the cone set up, he knows that cone is there. So he gathers, boom, makes a step, and he goes. There. Oh, he's back. When you get in the football field, you're running at that cone, and somebody shows up two yards before the cone. You got to hit it, boom, boom, get where you got to go. So is he still instinctive? That's what we're going to find out.
I mean, it's a fascinating game because on both sides you have a guy that's played at a high level largely until this injury in Kirk.
Yeah.
And then you have a guy that at a point in time was a fantastic player. Oh, hell, they're getting his Red Bull now, B. was a fantastic player and then just fell off.
Yeah.
And, like, both these guys looking for a fresh start.
Yeah.
New city, new team. I think the Falcons have a ton of offensive talent.
And as much as the pressure goes to those guys, they have to be – they have to have the right people around them. So who you think has the better team?
Steelers.
So
I like that. I trust that defense. I trust that coach. I like Raheem, too. I want to go to – if you don't mind, Brian, can I lean on Lamphill for this one? Because yeah, I think this is an area of expertise for him.
I'm going to see what team you're going to be talking about. Oh, the Vikings?
Lamphill, Sam Darnold starting the game at the Meadowlands. Who do you think? Who are you going to take?
The Jets for the Giants. I'm not entirely certain who they're playing, but I would go with them.
Vikings at Giants.
Yeah, Giants. Oh, God, the Giants also suck. Wow. Boy, that's a rough game.
So, how about this, dude? Brian Daboll, as bad as the Giants have been, if you like to maybe throw a little cash around on games and don't always care about the exact wins and losses, but maybe how much you win or lose by, Daboll is 22-13-1 against the spread.
Damn.
Yo, that's about 65%. They are dogs in this game. They are home underdogs.
How much?
We all know the rule here, folks. It's not a big number. It's like 1.5. How about this one, Lamphill? I think you'll like this. Since the year 2000, 91 quarterbacks have 1,500 pass attempts, okay?
Uh-huh.
1,500 pass attempts is a pretty significant, like, you've been a starter for a while if you have that many pass attempts. Here's where Sam Darnold ranks among 91 quarterbacks. Completion percentage, 66th. Yards per attempt, 72nd. Sack percentage, 75th. Touchdown percentage, 77th. Pass success rate for Sam Darnold out of 91 quarterbacks over the last 25 years, 80th.
Okay, so
telling me that Sam Darnold's going to blossom in Minnesota.
If you look in the dictionary and it say quarterback sucks, Sam Darnold, that's those stats, and Sam Darnold will be right there.
I do believe in KOC. I know Justin Jefferson's there. I have him in fantasy.
You know, that's good to say, Jay, you believe in KOC. He's not playing.
I'm right.
Sam Darnold's playing. He's been on many teams, and those stats you just named came from several teams, and I'm sure some great offensive coordinators. That's what he gave you.
Fascinating game in Indy. So are you on the Giants too, it sounds like? I think the Giants win that game.
I don't want the Giants to win, but I'm kind of with Lamphill. Sam Darnold, I used to think Sam Darnold was good till every time he gets a chance, he makes Lamphill look smarter.
I think this is a fascinating game. Colts-Texans. Week 18 last year was Sunday Night Football, Colts-Texans. If Gardner Minshew doesn't miss a dump-off, the Colts win, and everything looks dramatically different. But he missed it, right? Yeah. That's the game. It's a make-or-miss league. Houston going to Indy. Houston is now the darling of the NFL. What do you make of that?
I think Houston showed last year that they're not just C.J. Stroud. Houston is a well-rounded football team. And I just believe that C.J. Stroud is a little bit more advanced than up there.
How about this? C.J. Stroud last year had the best rookie season.
Many believe in history.
There are two quarterbacks that have had a comparable rookie season to C.J. Stroud in the last 15 years.
Who's that?
You can expand it to three if you want. But specifically, he's just the third rookie quarterback to have 20-plus passing touchdowns, fewer than five interceptions, and complete more than 63% of his passes.
Uh-huh.
The other two, RG3 in 2012,
okay,
Dak Prescott in 2016.
All right. So
one of them did it once and then
fell
off. One
did it once. The other guy, I think CJ is more on the line of a Dak, though. He's not a guy that's going out there just running the ball and trying to, you know, think he's going to do his Mike All-Star on linebackers.
You think Houston wins in Indy?
I'm going with Houston.
I like Indy in that spot.
I like D'Amico, and I like the fact that their defense was good, too. Not only would they have top offensive player, they had top defensive players, too.
When we return, Jeff Song, plus we're all going to pick a touchdown scorer. Nobody go anywhere. You ready to rock? B, you ready to rock?
Yes, sir.
All right, so there's a new cross-show challenge on the Fan. I think this is Grant's idea. Not really sure, but obviously the Junkies did it this morning. We're going to do it right now, and then Grant and Danny will do it this afternoon. All four of us have to pick a touchdown scorer this weekend. Anybody, any team, but you can't pick this dude twice.
Can't so, like, until the point is given to a team.
Right. Yeah. The rules are fairly complicated. We're not going to get bogged down by the rules right now. What we're going to do is make some picks. So it's anytime touchdowns, a quarterback throwing a touchdown doesn't count. So it could be.
It has to be the receiver or if the quarterback runs a touchdown.
Yeah, if he runs it, counts. But you can go anywhere you want, any team you want. Landfill, I think you're the only one that's ready. So go ahead, buddy.
All right. My pick is Joe Mixon versus the Colts.
Ooh. Mm. I'm worried your pick, the first pick, won't hit.
Wow.
I don't know. I just that
Jimmy, we are doing a thing together. This is not for you to dissect what the hell Landfill just picked.
I'm just rooting for him.
Yeah, root for him. He's on your team.
All right, Landini.
They're like,
let's
hey,
go, Joe Mixon.
Jane, you're gonna throw an interception.
All right. You're right. You know what? When you're right, you're right. I take it all back. Let's go, Joe Mixon. All right, Jeff, you got anything?
Brian Robinson against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I see Jaden marching us down. B-Rob getting an angry run. You know the angry runs they usually talking about?
Yeah.
Angry run up the middle. Take it.
I like that. Brian, you got anything?
Not yet.
Okay, great.
No, I got some. I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Lions?
Lions.
He's had a little hammy thing.
Okay, I'm going to go away from that. Thank you for telling that.
I mean, I think he's fine now, but
if he's fine, if he's on the field, I expect him to score.
You can take him. Like, I don't think he's not going to play.
Okay, then.
Well, he's in full.
You know, what cheerleaders do, they go, yeah, every time you do something. You know, they like
Brian, I'm many things. Cheerleader ain't one of them.
What was the word the other day? How you supposed to do what? Sell hope. Sell us some hope.
I am not in the hope-selling business. I'm in the truth-telling business. But, all right, we need a – so now all the pressure's on me. I don't know what the hell to do here.
Sounds like no, you normally.
Who's the Chargers running back? Gus Edwards?
No, I think the Williams dude or somebody like that. Gus is there now.
They got J.K. Dobbins. They got Gus Edwards. Now, Landfill, do you know, is there any advantage for us to take somebody with, like, higher odds? Like, is it, like – do we like Gus Edwards to score touchdowns plus 950? Yeah, I could just take Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown.
I don't think higher odds does us any good. I think it would actually hurt us.
Okay, then McCaffrey.
All right,
I'm taking Christian McCaffrey. All right, so let's go through it again. You have Brian Robinson for Jeff, Jahmyr Gibbs for B.
I have Xavier Worthy. No, I'm joking.
That'd be cool if you could do that. I'm going to take CMC, which is chalky as hell, but I think that's the game. And then, Landfill, you have Joe Mixon?
Yep.
All right, so we all went with running backs. All right, game on, man. Who did the Junks take? Do we know?
I don't know.
I'll see. I think they tweeted it out. I'll see if I can find them. But I do think they did it as like a parlay, so they probably tried to get juicier odds. Yeah, so the Junks took EB, also took Brian Robinson, Jeff. JP took Mike Evans, who has killed the Skins against the whole organization. Cakes took Justin Jefferson. Bishbucks, somebody needs to get Bishbucks on the phone. He took T. Higgins, who is not practicing today with a hammy flare. So do what you want there.
That's his fault.
And then the guys behind the glass took Anthony Richardson to run for one. So that's interesting. A $10 bet pays
that's the only way
almost
to work,
a G.
If he runs for one.
Right. All right, Jeff. I want to give you the opportunity, now that we've been able to promote it, tell the folks about the song they're about to hear.
Yeah, that's cool. I just seen a guy on a unascooter walking six dogs. That is crazy.
Oh, that's just four dogs.
Well, it looked more, but that's
That is
hey,
very odd.
J Dogs.
J Dogs forever.
Cannot read. Cannot count.
That is a wacky look for that guy on the unascooter walking.
That dude making a lot of damn money walking them dogs. Y'all say what you want.
Rolling them dogs.
Picture me rolling. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, it's the Week One Commander song. Shout out my boy Trail 800 Cross mixed it. Rev T and my guy Riley Captain. Yeah, tear the bucks up, Landini. Let's drop it.
All the hogs, all the cattle, leads to the day. The road to greatness starts now. Believe, believe.
Lace your cleats up, cause it's time to go to war. This ain't the team that they knew from before. Talking to no haters, just hoping the football gods answered our prayers. Talk to my OG, he said it feel like the glory days. But learn as a youngin', you gotta watch how the story plays. But the season feel different, I swear the optimism reflected through the fans, like light in the prism. Woke up on game day, threw on my jersey, cheering for the team as if they heard me. You gotta rip it hard, or don't rip it at all. Left hand up, commanders, this the war call. Lace your cleats up, cause it's time to go to war. This ain't the team that they knew from before. It's a new team now, new game style. It's the real thing now. To the top, yeah, you know we on the way. And the first stop is in Tampa Bay.
Drop it at 145. This just the start of a good season.
All right,
man.
Jeff, I'll see you going. When you going to get JP on there to rap?
Yeah, let me drop some bars.
Hey, I would love for both of y'all to
How
be
How about you
on
and Scotty? Scotty G.
Hey, we can get Scotty since
y'all have a battle rap.
He rightfully beat. Oh, no, nah, if I could write, he going to lose. But
he said you need to give props to Big Asphalt.
Big Asphalt.
Here's what we're going to do. Rondé Barber is a Hall of Famer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He joins the program next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.